Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled, The Social Embarrassment.
There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, he called the bridegroom and said, "Everyone serves good wine first, and when they have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana of Galilee, and so revealed his glory. And his disciples began to believe in him. The social embarrassment. I feel ambivalent about this scripture passage, as if Jesus doesn't see himself as really connected to what Mary wants him to do, turn water into wine. Maybe his reluctance comes from a growing realization that he is a healer, not someone who prevents social embarrassments. On the morning when I began wrestling with my negative reaction to this preaching, someone stopped me in the hall of my building. He had noticed the book I was carrying and started a detailed and unwanted conversation about all the books he would like to leave for the residents of the building when he moves out next week. He was a gentle person, and I needed to say something. "Where are you moving to?" I asked him. He didn't know. He went on to speak about his family. "All my children have different mothers." He said it casually, but also kindly, as if giving me permission to be shocked. I wasn't. I had heard of his problems. He spoke with pride about his daughters, successful lawyers, and was quick to explain how busy they are, almost as if he read my mind. And it's true. I suspected they weren't interested in his upcoming homelessness, his move to somewhere. I asked him about the move. The building administrator had ordered it. "They say I'm disruptive," he said. He hadn't tried to open the door into someone else's apartment that time. "I get confused," he said. And I knew that elderly people frequently mistook someone else's door for their own. He spoke again about the books he reads and wants to give away, not about himself. Mostly what I heard is that he wants a human connection. His pain is breathtaking. He accepts it and blames no one for it. All at once I thought of Jesus changing water into wine to remedy a social embarrassment. Things emerge in their own time, don't they? Right then, as I looked into the face of this broken man, this social embarrassment to the nice people in the building, Jesus the healer came into the conversation. Not through me, through this man who needed Jesus with every cell in his being and every failure in his sad history. Through the enormous need of this man and through Jesus the healer, who smiled at him and loved him, who saw in him more than a social embarrassment, who welcomed him into a deep friendship, whether or not the man was aware of it yet. Then the moment was over. I should mention that the book I was carrying, the one that started the entire conversation, was Abide in My Word. As you listen to these words, will you please say a prayer for this man? Maybe a prayer to Mary, who truly understood the opportunity for healing she offered to Jesus. Thank you.